In Chicago, aldermen have approved nearly $6.5 million to settle lawsuits involving Chicago police and the deaths of two African-American men. The largest settlement goes to the family of Philip Coleman, who died after being repeatedly tased and dragged from his cell. Coleman had reportedly suffered a mental health crisis when his parents pleaded with officers to take him to a hospital instead of jail. A sergeant allegedly told them, "We don't do hospitals, we do jail." The second settlement goes to the family of Justin Cook, who was stopped for a traffic violation, suffered an asthma attack, and died after Chicago police refused to give him his inhaler. Witnesses said officers taunted Cook and sprayed the inhaler into the air. During a debate Monday, Chicago Alderman Anthony Beal said officers involved in the two cases should no longer be on the force.
They need to be fired. Here we are paying out millions of dollars in settlements, and nobody's being terminated.
Chicago has spent more than $500 million settling police cases since 2004, despite punishing few officers. And in South Carolina, a white police officer has been sentenced to 3 years probation, avoiding any prison time after killing an African-American motorist in his own driveway. Officer Justin Craven shot Ernest Satterwhite after a 13-minute car chase. Dashboard camera video, which authorities refused to release until Monday, after Craven pleaded guilty to misdemeanor misconduct, shows Craven sticking his gun through Satterwhite's open driver's side window. Satterwhite's arm appears briefly before Craven fires several shots. Craven claims Satterwhite tried to grab his gun. Prosecutors initially sought to charge Craven with voluntary manslaughter, which carries up to 30 years in prison, but a grand jury refused to indict him. And those are some of the